In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Israelites were held captive by Pharaoh in Egypt for some 400 years. And finally, after all those generations, God hears the voice of their cry. He raises up Moses to confront Pharaoh and to lead people from slavery to freedom. And we're all familiar with the story. Israel is pinned between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's armies. Only God's pillar of fire stands between them, and who knows how long that will last. And then God tells Moses to hold his rod over the sea. All night long, God blows a strong east wind, and the waters of the Red Sea are parted in two, and Israel passes through with a wall of water on the right and on their left. And then just as they're getting to the other side, the pillar of fire holding Pharaoh's armies back vanishes. The armies start pursuing the Israelites through the sea on dry ground. And the people were terrified. And God told Moses to stretch his hand back over the sea, and he did. And the water returned. And the whole host of Pharaoh's army was destroyed and drowned in the waters of the Red Sea. And oh my gosh, the party that night on the other side, campfires here and here, singing and dancing and celebrations. And then Miriam grabs her tambourine and a group of women, and they go dancing from fire to fire, from group to group, getting everyone to sing the refrain, "For gloriously has he been glorified." You can picture it. And then as it gets late, the party slowly grows quieter and quieter. The fires die down. People fall off to sleep. A few hours later at sunrise, the people start waking up, looking around, and they look out and see nothing but a vast, dry wilderness. And they have no homes. They have limited supplies. The water runs out almost immediately. And after all that celebration, after this baptism through the waters to freedom, reality sets in. The obvious question is, what are we supposed to do now? The party's over. Now what? Now what? I think the same question can and should come to us about this time of our liturgical year. We had 40 days of Advent, started with the entrance of the Holy Virgin into the temple to become the dwelling place of Jesus Christ. And then we had our own preparations through those 40 days. And finally, the celebration of the Nativity of our Savior Jesus Christ. Then we had the 12-day festal period, culminating in the baptism of our Lord, the great theophany, the gift of the sanctification of water. And now, what do we have? 12 more weeks of winter. If we're lucky, 12 more weeks of winter. The feast concludes. Now what? Now what? Go back to ordinary? Go back to Pharaoh? Put the decorations away and pretend it never happened? Not in your life. That is not us as church. We take what has been gifted to us, and like Moses leading the Israelites, we press forward. And in her customary wisdom, the church is right there with us. We have this reading from the epistle to the Ephesians. And in this reading, we hear the perfect passage for post-feast, the perfect passage for what to do after the celebration. We read, "To each one of us, grace was given. He gave different gifts to each person." To each one of us, he gave different gifts. What are these gifts? What are these different gifts given to each person through Christ's gift? And he lists them right here. He said, some are called to be apostles, sent out to new places and new people with the gospel message. Some of you are called to be prophets, people that see and hear and declare God's word with authority. Some of you are called to be pastors, people who lead worship, who guide and care for a local flock. Some of you are called to be teachers, people who share love and talents with both the current and the next generation of the church. Of course, it stands to reason that if some are teaching, others ought to be learning, and therefore some are students, taking in eagerly the message of faith. Some work the work of ministry, people who feed, people who clothe, people who welcome, people who share, people who sing, people who invite. God gave gifts so that we might use them. God gave gifts that we might be active. When you consider the length and the intensity and the beauty and the message and the celebration of the season that we are now completing, the Nativity of our Lord, His baptism and the divine epiphany, why? Why all of that? These are given us as gifts to equip us to do the work of ministry in the world. That's why. To say, I am clothed, who is cold? To say, I am comforted, who is grieving? To say, I have been filled, who's hungry? I am anchored, who's adrift? I have received God as my Father, who is still orphaned? That's why the gifts are given. My younger brother is a priest in Iowa, but his first assignment was in Chicago. And he had been encouraging his parishioners to get the New Orthodox Study Bible when it had come out. A few months pass, seasons change, and shortly after Theophany, my brother and his wife go to a young woman's house for their home blessing. And the woman sets out her icons and her cross on the center table and then proudly lays down her Orthodox Study Bible saying, Father Bartholomew, last year when you encouraged us to get one, I went right out and got one. And my brother looked down at it, all shiny and new and still wrapped in its original cellophane. We find that funny because it's us. It's us, because we've all at some point laid aside a treasure and not put it to use. Haven't you done that? I sure have. But God gave us gifts that we might use them. God gave us gifts that we might be active. When Israel crossed the Red Sea and saw Pharaoh's armies drowned in the sea, it was a night of great celebration. And then the day comes. The day comes, and a question is presented. The party's over. Now what? What were they going to do with their newfound gift of freedom? Return to Pharaoh or press on? In the same way, the Lord's nativity in Bethlehem, his baptism, his divine epiphany are all given to equip us to press on with the work of ministry in the world. And the question then comes to us, just as it came to the Israelites. Return to the ordinary, or take those gifts and press on. Amen.